With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump is unhappy with the DNC's focus on Project 2025. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In her acceptance speech, Kamala Harris joined other convention speakers in denouncing the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 document.
And its sum total is to pull our country back to the past.
Even though it was written by former Trump staffers and allies, the former president said it was disgraceful for Democrats to link him to Project 2025. He told Fox and Friends he has nothing to do with it. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked a new rule from the Federal Trade Commission that would have made it easier for employees to quit a job and work for a competitor.
In a ruling, U.S. District Judge Ada Brown granted a motion for summary judgment filed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other plaintiffs. She also rejected the FTC's own petition for a judgment in its favor. Brown concluded that the FTC, quote, exceeded its statutory authority in making the rule, which was set to go into effect early next month.
Correspondent Jeremy House. NASA has decided it's too risky to bring two astronauts back to Earth in Boeing's troubled new capsule. They'll have to wait until February for a ride home with SpaceX. What should have been a week-long test flight for the pair will now last more than 8 months. Their trip to the International Space Station in June was marred by a cascade of thruster failures and helium leaks. The Federal Reserve is poised to cut its benchmark interest rate next month from its 23-year high, with consequences for consumers when it comes to debt, savings, auto loans, and mortgages. Right now, most experts envision 3 quarter-point Fed cuts, one in September, one in November and December. This is SRN News. Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says that the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack in which churches and homes of Christians were destroyed erupted after Muslims alleged they saw a local Christian and his friend desecrating pages from a Koran. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. Ukraine's parliament has banned the activities of a religious group tied to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith group supporting Russia's invasion. The measure is widely seen as targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It is historically connected to Moscow, but claims it's independent now. However, the Ukrainian government says that's not true. The leader of the Russian Orthodox Church has depicted his country's invasion of Ukraine as a holy war. This is SRN News. More restrictions for women and girls in Afghanistan.
The Taliban say it's mandatory for Afghan women to conceal their voices and bare faces in public. That's according to newly published laws covering aspects of everyday life from the Ministry of Vice and Virtue. The Taliban's supreme leader approved the laws. They're set out on a 114-page document seen by the Associated Press and marked the first formal declaration of vice and virtue laws in Afghanistan since the Taliban returned to power in August 2021. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 25th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including author Frederick Forsyth, he of the many thrillers. 86 years old he is. Baseball Hall of Famer Ronnie Fingers has 78 candles on his birthday cake today. Musician Elvis Costello is 70 years old. Country singer Joe DiMassina, 54. This is SRN News.